Over this school year, Maine Public is following the efforts of one high school to implement new proficiency-based graduation requirements. It's a series we're calling Lessons from Oak Hill. Today, we visit a department that the Oak Hill school community holds up as a prime example of what this new kind of education should look like. It's not math or English or science. It's physical education. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Hey, you tracking your stuff?
Sophomore Ryder Johnston strains his face as he strides up the steps of a giant Stairmaster machine in the gym at Oak Hill High School. Johnston is quiet, but opens up when he talks about his passion, his work as a volunteer firefighter. He says he's designed a personal workout program to help him climb dozens of floors.
In February 3rd, I'm going to be climbing the tallest building in New England for lung cancer. And my training is working on building my strength up and power to get prepared to climb a building.
Johnston says he'd probably not be as engaged in PE if it were just the usual menu of games.
I heard about the climb. I thought about this class, and I thought I could use this class to train myself.
And around the gym, others are engaged in their own personal training programs. One student focuses on squats. He says he's building up his leg muscles to improve his goal kicks for the JV soccer team. A few steps away, two girls practice flips and cartwheels for cheerleading. It's all part of a class called FLIP, which stands for the Fitness for Life program. And it's a class that district and state experts tout as an example of how proficiency-based education could potentially get more students engaged in their learning.
Okay, sophomore. Real quick before we split up, announcements for today.
PE teacher Jeff Wright helped design the program almost a decade ago after years of seeing students sit on the sidelines during traditional PE classes that promoted team sports like dodgeball or volleyball.
There was a reason, there was a purpose why those things were implemented years and years ago, but health and PE was supposed to educate people. It was supposed to give people the knowledge so that their lives would become a little bit more functional, and it's clearly not working. So reality for me was I didn't want to implement something that wasn't working.
Now students take standard health classes, but also spend some PE time in the classroom, where they learn about nutrition, muscles, and metabolism. By 10th grade, they put it all together. Students design personal fitness plans based on their goals.
So if a kid's diabetic and they want to work on controlling blood sugar levels, they build programs based around controlling nutrition, controlling sugars, developing, you know, workouts and programs that will help them in the future.
The idea of focusing on personal fitness over sports isn't revolutionary. But FLIP also gives students a lot of choice, both in terms of how they work out and when. And if students gain enough trust of teachers, some can do nearly all of their gym work outside of school by their junior year, say at a dance class or sports practice. Sophomore Meadow Brown says she likes that freedom.
I feel like it makes us feel more grown up and, like, lets us do our own thing.
The approach does come with drawbacks. Some students say they miss the competition and play of traditional PE. Those are aspects that some physical education experts say is important for students to receive. And sometimes students may try to take advantage of the relative freedom of this model. Back in the Oak Hill gym, a few students huddle together and glance at their phones. Teacher Jeff Wright quickly steps in.
What do you guys have set up? What's going on? What are we doing?
You
got it all written out over here? What's
we're writing out what we're doing.
Word. All right, well, you take it forever and a day.
You know, most of the time, they have an idea what they want to be doing, and just getting them to do it. And that's being a teenager. I have one at home. Clean this, you know, get your clothes off the stairs. Could be 3 days, you know what I mean? It's just a matter of reminding them and finding a way to get them to see the importance of doing it.
But despite these challenges, University of Maine professor Christopher Nightingale says it's impressive to see so many students engaged in physical education. He says that's rare in high school.
It certainly seems like their program has figured out a way to address these things with the students and get them engaged. I mean, that's the goal of physical education, is develop what we call physically literate adults.
And Jeff Wright says FLIP has succeeded in part because of how it was created.
We didn't really ask a lot of questions. We kind of hijacked the system a little bit. I always laugh because in PE and health, it's irritating sometimes because in PE, you don't get a lot of respect because you're a PE teacher. But at the same time, because people aren't paying a lot of attention to you, reality is you can kind of do what you want.
And there's another bigger lesson here about why this proficiency-based approach has worked while others may not have caught on. Wright says it's because it came not from a mandate, but from real need.
Covered all the bases and figured everything out ahead of time. So when we went to administration, we said, this is what we want to do. This is exactly how it will work. This is how you can schedule it. This is what we're going to do. And they went, okay. You know, I mean, we had it figured out before they had a chance to really ask a lot of questions.
For nearly a decade, Wright says, the PE department at Oak Hill has mostly been left alone to try and fail and try again. Researcher Laura Hamilton of the nonprofit RAND Corporation says this is key to long-lasting reform.
Having that buy-in from the very beginning and the engagement of teachers in, you know, actually designing the approach that they're going to take rather than being told, you know, from someone at the district or state level what they need to do is something that can really, I think, promote effective implementation.
And Maine Education Association President Lois Kilby Chesley says that limited educator input has challenged past reforms as well.
It can't be just researchers or reformers or school boards who aren't in the day-to-day work.
And it appears Oak Hill is adopting the same mindset in other departments, too. Principal Marco Aliberti points to a freshman academy in which teachers share students and teach similar themes across classes. They're pieces that he hopes could one day evolve into something similar to FLIP.
It may not be exactly the same, but close to it. And that's exciting to me because I think that part of the reason that it's successful is because you have collaboration.
But as much of educational reform has shown, getting there will take a lot of time and a lot of support. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.